Today is Friday, July 23rd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm going to make this one a little bit shorter than normal today because Pride 48 is going on right now, and I'm on in 32 minutes on RuPaul's Drag Race recap. I am recording this very late, but I didn't have time. Oh my gosh, you guys. Work has been kicking my ass. And just not good things. I don't want to complain. You know, you guys know, I'm not a complainer, but it's been kicking my ass, and it's just not been fun. And I had to, of all things, I had to fix a spreadsheet for that needed to be sent to a VP to show a roadmap. A roadmap of, you know, of my product and some metrics and all this stuff. And I was working on that until about 5:45. And going back and forth with my managers and all this kind of stuff to make sure that it was perfect before we sent it to this VP. I don't even know if he's a VP. I don't really know people's titles. I barely know my own. But anyway, so, and I needed to meet with Daniel at 6 o'clock because all of our, I mean, everything started at 7:30 Eastern, but that's 6:30 my time. And Daniel and I were meeting 30 minutes early to go over all the last minute details and all that kind of stuff. And so I didn't have any time. I couldn't record. And then we did our show and then Big Fatty came on. And he was having issues, so Daniel and I had to jump on and do 10 minutes or whatever while Fatty was fixing his stuff. And then I needed to eat dinner, as you do. Mark is at a party. He's at a birthday party. And they asked me to go. He asked me to go. I'm like, well, I can't. You know, it's the first night of Pride 48 weekend. I'm going to be in the studio all weekend long. And then because I'm doing RuPaul's Drag Race recap tonight, filling in, I've made the big time. I've never been on a paying show before, although they're not paying me. I'm just, you know, doing it for free. But anyway, so, you know, I've never been on that show, or at least I don't think I have. Maybe I have. You know, now Joe is going to listen. He's going to say, Adam, you were on episode blah, blah, blah. He's going to play a clip. But anyway, I don't remember, but since he became a network and, you know, became a professional podcaster, I have not been on that show. And Mark and I watched the episode last night, but I thought, you know what? I need to watch it again. So while I was eating dinner, I went and picked up dinner and I was listening to Pride 48 the whole time in the car. Trying to respond in the chat room, you know, and all of this kind of stuff while I'm driving, which is not good. Don't do that, boys and girls. Then I get back with my food. I have to feed the dogs. And I say dogs because we're babysitting my parents' dog, Shane, right now. And so I'm busy, 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 right? I'm like very, very, very busy. And monitoring the stream, you know, looking at the software, making sure everything's going okay, that things are recording, all that kind of good stuff, and eating. And then I decided I need to watch the episode of Drag Race one more time. Because, again, I want to do a good job tonight. And I didn't take notes, but I did watch it again. But Madge Weinstein, I don't know, Yeast Radio, is podcasting on Pride48.com for the first time right now. And so I listened to the first 20 minutes of that because I wanted to hear her. But I had to record this because I need to get it out before the day actually ends. So I'm recording now. Hopefully I'm going to get this edited and posted before I go, like immediately before I go on with RuPaul's Drag Race recap. And that will be my last show of tonight, but it will, nay, nay, it will not be my last show of the weekend. I'm going to be on Throwing Down with Joe tomorrow. I'm also going to be on Mix Minus. And then on Sunday, I'm going to be on But First. It's our Big Brother and I haven't watched the episodes of Big Brother. I don't know when I'm going to get time to watch Big Brother and listen to all these Pride 48 podcasts. Oh, and by the way, I need to mow the yard sometime this weekend. I love the Pride 48 weekend, but it's so busy for me, and I want to listen to as many shows as possible. And it's hard to stay in the chat room, eat food, mow the yard, do things that you need to do, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so it's hard. I'm looking at the chat room right now, and apparently Madge is saying, I don't know what Madge is saying, but something about, I don't know. They're telling Madge that we never thought you weren't valid. We were just scared to ask you to join. I don't know what she's saying. Archer says you're doing well. But anyway, so Madge, you're doing great. I know you don't listen to my show, but you're doing great. I had to stop listening just for a moment because I had to record this. So I'm not going to finish talking about the vacation because I need to do a quick one. But I will say, so we had the historic food tour, which is what I've actually got in the spreadsheet. Historic Main Street food tour. So after that, we did our shopping. We found some chocolate rum balls or whatever to give to people for gifts. And so we had planned this dinner. We planned a lot of dinners. Every night we had a different restaurant in our spreadsheet. Because, you know, as you guys know who have listened for a while, we used to do a restaurant in person every single week, a different restaurant that we would try. And then Mark would post photos of it on a special Instagram account that he had and all this stuff. And then COVID, and we did as much delivery as we could, but it's not the same. And so we were really excited. But I will say this, St. Thomas is not necessarily a food mecca. And so we were excited because this was like, this restaurant got the best reviews that we saw of any restaurants, called Old Stone Farmhouse. And interestingly enough, when we brought it up to our food tour guide, and he said, oh, they're really good, but they had a real horrible problem about a year ago and fired all of their staff, including their chef. He's like, but I hear they fixed things now. I haven't been, but I'm sure it'll be great. And I was like, oh my God. They fired the whole staff last year. But they're building back. So anyway, we went back to the hotel. We relaxed a little bit. And then it was like, okay, we're going to go. I think we went to the pool. I don't remember. I feel like we went to the pool, but maybe I don't know. We may or may not have gone to the pool. And so then we got a taxi. We got ready and everything and got a taxi to go to the Old Stone Farmhouse. So we get there. They have our reservation. It's nice. It's on a hill, and you have to go down this long rock staircase, and there's a courtyard area, and then you go into this house. And they got us seated right away and everything, and we were looking at the menu, and I order, and Mark says, Boyfi, why did you order that? I thought you were ordering something else. You guys, I had decided what I wanted, and then I ordered the wrong thing. I don't know how it happened. It came out of, I'm getting old. All right, we'll have to finish this up on Monday. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Oh no, Monday. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.